Harper Audio presents Fluent in 3 months, how anyone at any age can learn to speak any language from anywhere in the world by Benny Lewis. Acknowledgements. I would like first and foremost to thank all the many thousands of people who've showed me over the span of a decade how to have more faith in all people from all countries, to appreciate communication, and to not worry about a few mistakes. I've almost never been judged as a beginning language learner, and it's thanks to these wonderful people of countless nationalities that I have been able to discover so many different cultures and make lifelong friends. Their patience has been infinite, and I'm glad to say that they'll be as kind to any reader of this book and any new language learner as they were with me. Also, a huge thank you to Jorge, the first polyglot I met in my life, who is from Brazil and whose name I couldn't even pronounce when I met him. He inspired me to get started, bumpy as the start was, on this wonderful road to language learning. While writing the book, the biggest help by far was my polyglot friend, Anthony Lawler, who read through the entire first unedited draft and sent me feedback longer than the longest chapter of the book, which helped me realize the many ways I can improve my arguments. He also helped me appreciate the perspective of a newbie, who may find certain aspects of language learning difficult, though he himself has great skills and thoughts about language learning, and has inspired many others to give it a try too. Lauren Cutlip, MA in Rhetoric, also helped me vastly improve arguments from the perspective of someone completely new to language learning, as well as present certain thoughts more clearly while maintaining my voice. John Fotheringham from LanguageMastery.com helped me improve the Japanese section, since I was learning that language while in the editing stages of the book and needed someone with experience to present the language in an encouraging light. At press time, I've added Japanese to my list of languages. Next is the group I lovingly call Team Linguist, all of whom have master's or PhD degrees in various fields of linguistics. I sent them parts of the book to get their professional or academic opinions on the scientific validity of what I was saying. Their feedback was essential during fact-checking and ensured that the book had a solid foundation beyond my experiences and anecdotes. Team Linguist included Agnieszka Mizugoranska, MA in Ethnolinguistics, Rachel Selby, MA in TESOL or Language Acquisition, Sarah McGonigal, PhD in Language Policy and Planning, Sinead Beckwith, MA in Psycholinguistics and Second Language Acquisition, and Judith Mayer, MA in Computational Linguistics, also a polyglot with her own site, learnlangs.com. Introduction. My story, your passion. Your story, like mine, begins and ends with passion, the surest path to learning a new language. In late July 2003, just a couple of weeks after my 21st birthday, I moved to Valencia, Spain. To help me adjust to life in a foreign country, I enrolled in a Spanish class. It was a small class, and it was taught entirely in Spanish, which was a bit of a problem for me because I only understood English. I had just graduated with a degree in electronic engineering and I'd barely passed the German and Irish courses I took in high school. Languages were definitely not my thing. After several classes, I was getting absolutely nowhere. Each lesson ended with the other students wearing great big satisfied smiles on their faces. I knew they'd figured out something about the language that they didn't know before, while I still couldn't understand a single word. My ego was destroyed. I was, without a doubt, the worst student in the class. And as I walked home with my head hung low, I couldn't help thinking, it's not fair. Why were these guys blessed with the language learning gene and I wasn't? I'm never going to learn Spanish. After 6 months in Spain, I could barely muster up the courage to ask how much something cost or where the bathroom was. I really started to think I would never learn Spanish. I began to worry my experience
Sample complete. Ready to continue?